Thank you. Hello?
Yes?
I brought you these flowers. To say thank you.
Put them over there in the sink.
I would have come earlier, but I've been in bed for 3 months.
You are better now.
Yes, thank you.
Have you always been weak?
Oh no, I've never been sick before. It's incredibly boring. There's nothing to do. I couldn't even be bothered to read. Well, thank you again.
Wait. I'll walk with you. I have to go to work. Wait in the hall while I change.
Something you can do. It's not the point. It's over. You think it's my fault? And I could have, should have taken it. There was no way I could win.
And it's over?
Yeah, it's over.
But I thought it wasn't over until the jury comes in.
Who did you hear that from?
From you. You want me to tell you it's your fault? Okay, it probably is. What are you going to do about it?
I wanted to talk to you. I thought maybe...
Maybe you could get some sympathy. You came to the wrong place.
What makes you so tough?
Maybe I'll tell you that later.
Maybe it'll be later?
Not if you don't grow up. You're like a kid. You're coming in here like it's Sunday night. You want me to say you have a fever so you don't have to go back to school.
Well, I want you to understand.
I do understand, Frank. Believe me, I do. You say you're going to lose. Is it my fault? Listen, the damn case doesn't start before tomorrow, and already it's over for you.
It is over.
You want to be a failure? Then do it someplace else. I can't invest in failure, Frank, anymore. I can't.
Excuse me.
There you are, Georgia. Ida.
Yeah. I can't go anymore. In the corn barn, corn
Ich und ich.
Knowledge.
Ich würde mich leben.
You are the one. You are so beautiful. Now, first, tell me who did the coat, who did the suit.
Okay, I got them on the street.
You're kidding.
I did. I love New York. Uh-huh. And you invited me down to Chinatown.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been to Chinatown, honey.
Oh yeah.
And I got the suit. Listen, $60. The coat was $60.
You're kidding.
Every time I bought my shoes, these are resale shop. They were $300 shoes. They've been worn once. I got them for $30.
Oh my God. Now, Tammy Faye, did you see any of those shoes in a size 14? Anything like that at all?
I'm sorry, Lou, I didn't.
Oh, shoot.
I didn't, girlfriend, but I'm sorry.
Well, we'll have to go shopping sometime.
We'll go shopping.
Yeah, then. Yeah. Now, we just saw a clip of you during the height of all that stuff.
All that stuff.
How did you...
You just let yours show.
Yes. Sideways thing that I learned from.
Why do I sit sideways on this thing?
I think you look fabulous. You are just gorgeous. You know,
I was gonna wear my wig, but I knew I couldn't outdo you, so I just thought I'd come like me.
Well, you are looking
this
great the way you are.
This is the only thing that I got that I think maybe outdoes your jewelry
yeah,
just a little.
Right, right.
And I've had this for 100 years.
It's gorgeous.
And it came with this.
It's very
dragging. Oh, you have a gold fingernail.
You have a gold fingernail.
That's good. You don't have one of those.
No, I don't have one of those.
Yeah, and that's the right finger, too. It's not the bad finger.
We don't want the bad finger. Now, you do dress very flamboyantly. People have called you a queen, drag queen, before. It's true, right? What do you say to those people who say, oh, you know, she dresses up too much?
I say everybody must be who they are. Young people don't ever let anyone make you something that you're not.
That's true.
And you say all this on your book, which is called Some Get My Way. Now, we were talking about this Bill public scrutiny all that those years ago. How do you survive something?
You don't read the papers. You don't watch sports anymore. You don't read the Red magazine.
Nicht wahr, aber...
Schwester ist schön, ich bin praktisch. Sie ist etwas verrückt, ich bin bei Verstand. Wir sind eigentlich nicht zwei Personen, sondern nur eine einzige. Wir heißen beide Anna. Wir haben eine Vergangenheit und eine Zukunft.
Yes, and that's not all, either. Look at the contour of the face. You mean the bone structure? Yes, I could be wrong about a limb, but not about the shape of the bone. It is changed. It's looser, eh?
Is he any better?
He's coming along fine.
If only he'd say something. Give us a sign that he's thinking, that he knows we're here.
He knows, Jupiter. He knows we're trying to help him.
What is happening to him?
Oh, yes, I wish I'd find out.
Shouldn't he be in a hospital?
That's exactly where he should be. Frisco, I can't take this responsibility any longer. I haven't got the proper equipment here to do the right tests. He belongs in a hospital.
Infringing their personal freedom.
Good Heath. And now we present the first episode of a new radio drama series, The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots.
Nobody showed the slightest sign of wanting me to blossom forth as a leader of men. I'd been solemnly assured in the Colonial Office that as a beginner in the Central Pacific, I would be nothing more than a bottle washer for bottle washers. This, said my resident commissioner, when I got to Ocean Island, was about the only word of sense he had ever heard from Downing Street. Even though I was a Colonial Office cadet, he added, he and I might possibly get along quite well together, as long as I remembered that bottle washer was my middle name. It was very reassuring. I certainly never blamed him for my sudden and alarming promotion to leadership. I couldn't honestly blame the Ocean Island villagers either, though one of their cherished ancestral traditions was really responsible. One can hardly turn on a people simply because they hope one is going to behave like a chief. But I'd better explain the tradition for a start. The Ocean Islanders, like the rest of the Gilbertese race, believed that their hero ancestor, Owl of the Rising Sun, Tabwarigi the Thunderer, Chichuabine of the Lightning, and so on, had all been white-skinned like ourselves. These beings, long, long ago, had dwelt happily together with their children, the first men and women, in the lovely land of Matang, where was neither death nor disease. But man's first disobedience had ended that golden age. There had come a grievous night when the men and women played together in defiance of the law of Naka, king of Matang.
scratch, so it's open the scheme for a savior machine. They called it the prayer, its answer was law. Its logic stopped war, gave them food, how they adored, till it cried in its boredom.